Deuteronomy chapter 21. If one is found killed in the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you to possess it, lying in the field, and it is not known who has killed him, then your elders and your judges shall come forth, and they shall measure to the cities which are all around him who is killed. And it shall be, that the city which is nearest the killed man, even the elders of that city shall take a heifer, which has not been used for work, and which has not drawn in the yoke. And the elders of that city shall bring down the heifer to a rough valley, which is neither reared nor sown, and shall strike off the heifer's neck there in the valley. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God, has chosen them to minister to him, and to bless in the name of the Lord Jehovah. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. And all the elders of that city, that are nearest to the killed man, shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord Jehovah, to your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and do not lay innocent blood to your people of Israel's charge. And the blood shall be forgiven them. So shall you put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when you shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah. When you go forth to war against your enemies, and the Lord Jehovah, your God, has delivered them into your hands, and you have taken them captive. And see among the captives a beautiful woman, and have a desire for her, that you would have her to be your wife. Then you shall bring her home to your house, and she shall shave her head, and trim her nails. And she shall take off the clothing of her captivity, and shall remain in your house, and mourn her father and her mother a full month. And after that you shall go into her, and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. And it shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she wills, but you shall not sell her at all for money, you shall not make merchandise of her, because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, one beloved, and another hated, and they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated. And if the firstborn son is hers who was hated, then it shall be, when he makes his sons to inherit that which he has, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, who is indeed the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn, by giving him a double portion of all that he has. Because he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, who will not obey the voice of his father, or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have disciplined him, will not listen to them, then his father and his mother shall lay hold on him, and bring him out to the elders of his city, and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he is a glutton, and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, so that he dies, so you shall put evil away from among you. And all Israel shall hear, and fear. And if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he is to be put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall bury him that day, because he who is hanged is accursed of God. That your land not be defiled, which the Lord Jehovah, your God, gives you for an inheritance.